White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Coolies, dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Woodbridge.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. There were four of us left alone in an unfriendly, choppy sea when the raft carrying Matron Pashke, some of our sisters, and civilian survivors of the Vinerbrook was swept out to sea by treacherous currents. It was vast and lonely, and the two Malayan boys were very frightened. What did he say? Something about swim?
He says they'll drown. They can't swim.
Oh, Lord.
Listen. Turn on your back. Put up the artist's black hand.
Attila, Attila, Jetao.
If they won't try, we can't help them.
If we swim off a little, they may follow.
Come on.
For an hour, we swam in the general direction of the treetops we could just see as we breasted the waves. Then the wind dropped, and I turned to look for the Malays, but they'd gone. Just disappeared. The other sister got farther away from me. I tried hard to keep up, but my swollen hands were nearly driving me crazy, and my progress was very slow. As I watched, I could see a black blob about 400 yards away turn white. And I realized that she was turning round looking for me. I waved. She waved back. Then the blob was black again, going on its way. Hey! Wait for me!
Sorry!
I can't go very quickly. These damn hands! Oh, I thought you'd gone without me. I've never felt so alone in my life.
It's still pretty lonesome. By the way, we've never met. My name is Iole Harper, 2nd 13th AGH.
Betty Jeffrey, 2nd 10th AGH.
How do you do?
And now that's all straight. We'd better get on with it.
I'll go on ahead. See if I can find a beach. Follow me.
Iole reached the trees. There was no beach, just mangrove swamps. She was there a long time before I arrived.
Well, this is it. What time do you think it'll be?
By this time, about midday. My watch has given up the ghost.
Oh, I've got to go to sleep.
Where? Oh. You better sleep in the water, you'll drown.
I'll give you a hand up onto this tree. You can get your arms over a branch and let your body float.
Oh, what a poor, dead, leafless thing it is. Well, I suppose it'll keep our heads out of water.
Ready? Can you hang on?
Oh, it's wonderful. Not have to support your own body. Come on up. I don't know how long we slept there, our feet dangling in water well out of our depth, our heads lolling on our life preservers. When we woke, the sun was on the horizon, and we started to discuss our prospects.
Well, we could swim to Australia. It's over that way.
Oh, don't be an ass. It's this way.
Oh, you've got no bump of direction. It must be this way. There's the sun.
Anyway, that's a bit too far. Baker Island would do me. Or even a beach. Come on, we better head upstream.
Well, that's this way.
Now, look here. You will have us swimming to Australia. It's out to open sea again.
Oh, well, have it your own way. But don't blame me.
We spent the remainder of that day swimming up creeks and down again. But they all ended in dense jungle. Our progress was very slow. We were tired and had to swim breaststroke.
Oh, thank heavens. We have life belts. Canvas is rubbing my chin raw. Mine too. What on earth's that?
What?
Look at that fish. It's flipping along the surface of the water in an upright position.
It looks as if it's running on its tail. Oh, if only we could get along at that rate.
The tide's going out. See? You can see the mangrove roots coming out of the water.
Oh, don't they look evil? When the tide went right out, we found the mangrove roots hard and sharp. They cut our legs and hands, still more our tummies, until we just about at screaming point. At this stage, we'd been swimming for 28 hours. We were past hunger, but terribly thirsty. When it was dark, we didn't make any further headway. We kept sinking in mud up to our thighs. It was horrible.
Mud's revolting.
It's like quicksand, only gooey.
We'll have to find something solid. We'll disappear in this if we have to stay still in it.
There's something.
Huh?
Oh, good heavens, it's the white sheepskin mat. It was always in front of the fireplace at home.
Jeff.
Come on, it'll hold us up. It's better than nothing.
Oh, Jeff, don't be a fool. You're seeing
things. No, I'm not. Look, there's my father sitting in his armchair. Oh. He always does that, with a paper over his face. Oh, he can't be here. I swear I saw him.
Hang on, old dear.
It's all right. I've snapped out of it. Come on. We've got to get free of this patch of mud. We crawled and scrambled to a dead tree trunk and climbed on top of it, where there was just enough room for us. Huge birds flew at us, hitting our faces with their wings. I think they were worse than the mud.
Oh, get away, you beast! Oh, it nearly knocked me off that time.
We'll have to start changing places. Oh. I'm getting numb.
Yes, so am I. Now, careful. Whatever you do, don't fall.
We'll have to keep this up all night. We'll fall off.
I think the tide's coming in again. Oh, we'll have to climb up soon if we want to stay out of the water.
It's too dark to swim. So we'd better go up.
How are you going?
Not so bad.
What's the matter?
Oh, the birds again, or bats or whatever they are. They're flying in my face.
I'm as high as we can go.
We'll just have to hope the tide doesn't come up here. Oh.
Jeff. Jeff, look down there. There are the beds. Why don't you get into one? You're sick.
It's not beds. It's just the water. I'm not getting into it. It's too oily and black.
Well, if you won't get into bed, how do you expect me to nurse you?
All right. All right, I'll get in. See?
That's right. Now lie down. Oh, you've got a raging temperature.
So have you, my girl. I only hope you can hang on. Somehow we hung on through that night, changing places and both of us in raving delirium. I could see Sister Wynne Davies giving an orderly a glass of water and asking him to bring it to us. I saw this every time I closed my eyes, so I knew I was just as crazy as Ioli. We were both terribly hot. In the early dawn light, when the water reached us, we floated off and started to swim again.
Oh, all this water and not a drop to drink.
Listen.
What to? All I can hear is water.
Can't you hear them? Planes.
Oh, they'll never spot us.
Look up, there they are. Oh, but they're too busy with their own battle to worry about us. Come on. Keep going. We floated and swam all that day. It must have been many miles towards the beach at Nuntok. We saw a few crocodiles, but were beyond caring. Late that night, we found a river, a big one, so we swam up until we were too tired to swim any further. Then Ioli saw something waving against the sky, something that looked like tall grass.
Jeff, look over there. I don't think I'm bats again. Isn't that tall grass?
Couldn't be, but I think you're right.
Perhaps we're both beginning to see things at the same time. Would you go and see?
Not in your life. You go.
Well, I think you should.
You saw it first. You go.
Oh, there's no good arguing. We'll both go.
Right.
Come on, Jeff. It is grass.
I can't believe it. Is there anything solid under it?
Well, it's very squashy, but not as bad as the mud. And there are little palm trees. We can break the leaves and make a bed.
We'll have to break them with our elbows. Your hands are in nearly as bad a state as mine.
Oh, come on. You hold them down and I'll kick and see if I can break it.
What's the matter with you, Ioli? You're shivering like mad.
Oh, I'm all right. Just let's lie down.
You should do. Put a couple of leaves over you. They keep you warm.
I don't want to be warm. I'm hot. I've got a raging red rash all over me.
Probably something from the water.
Oh, don't just sit there. What are you going to do about
what
it?
What can I do? We're going to have our time cut out to stop sinking into this ooze.
Oh, there's nothing we can do. It won't help my rash. And I hate this stinking mud.
Well, I do too. I can't stand it anymore. I'm going.
Where?
I don't know, but I'm going somewhere. Anywhere.
Jeff! Jeff, come back. You can't go anywhere. There's only the river. Jeff, come back.
Endless hours of swimming and struggling through mud that dragged one down into its stench. Trying to rest on palm leaves that sank into the slush. The frightful state of our hands and legs all sent Ioli and me a bit peculiar. We were both in a state of delirium on and off for days. I don't remember walking to the edge of the water. I knew I must get away from the mud. But I do remember standing there, feeling the vile stuff ooze up around my legs, and looking at the unbroken line of water and more water. I was so thirsty, and only the utter silence, the lap of little waves, and the sucking sound of the mud. Then I heard Ioli's voice.
Jeff! Jeff, come back!
What?
Come back here! You can't go barging off into the blue. Come back and sit down.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. How silly of me. The water and the mud, it got me down. I'm all right now.
Of course you are. Oh, you both went a little odd. It's so darn lonely. Not a sign of habitation anywhere, or even a beach.
I think it's starting again.
What is
it? Getting odd. Only this time I'm hearing things.
Oh, don't worry, it'll pass. Oh, it's no wonder, really. I'm in 3 days of water and jungle and nothing to drink and no food. I think we're doing very nicely. I would have thought that I'd be dead by now. But not me. I just...
There it is again.
What do you think it is?
I think... I thought I heard a dog bark. And paddles.
Well, let's stay quiet and both listen. If we both hear it, it must be true.
Well?
Wait. Jeff, it is a dog. And I can hear someone rowing. Come on into the water.
Can you see anything?
No, not yet. We must be close to something. It won't be long now. When there's a dog, there's a man, so start swimming. I hold it. There. Just coming around that bend.
What?
There it is. A canoe.
Oh, I couldn't be more pleased if it was the Queen Mary.
There are two natives in it.
Hey there! That's Tan Somari!
Hoi! Look over here!
Aki! Aki! Awa!
Oh no! They're going straight past!
Maybe they don't understand our Malay.
Hey! Tongu! Wait! Tongu! We are Australians! Come here, Australia!
They didn't even turn their heads.
Oh, well. Let's swim on upstream. There must be a village or something where they came from. Where the dog was barking.
Oh, it's stopped now.
Oh, blast.
What's the matter?
Look at my wallet.
It's come out of my pocket. It's floating away. My playbook and papers in it. And a photo. A good one of me. Oh, well. Farewell, Glamour.
We certainly look like a couple of glamour pushers right now. The sandflies have made you look like a tomato with little eyes.
I feel like one. You, on the other hand, are rather more plum-coloured, but blotchy.
Oh, well, can't say we're not colourful. Maybe that's why the men in the boat ignored it. Couldn't believe their eyes. Oh, well. Oh, let's put a bit of pace on for a while. The village may be just around the next corner.
We swam all day going just around the next corner. But all we saw was the water stretching ahead of us and the mangroves and the mud. When it got dark, we crawled out onto a patch that seemed less squashy than the rest. There were even some dry twigs scattered about. We found the firmest spot we could and settled down for the night and slept. It was quite late when something woke me. I didn't know what. I lay there listening. Ioli? Are you awake?
Yes. Did you hear something?
Yes.
What was it?
Shh.
It's coming closer.
It's an animal. A big one. It fell on my hand.
I thought it had gone.
Oh, it's coming back. Oh, I hope it goes your side this time.
No, you can keep it over your side, thanks.
It's sniffing my legs.
Keep still.
Oh, it's trying me now.
Mm. I only look at its eyes.
Oh, it's going, thank heaven.
Did you see its eyes like great yellow lights? Ioli, you haven't fainted, have you?
No, I thought I had.
As soon as it was light, we made back to the water. Just as we started to swim on, we heard it again, the lovely sound of dogs barking.
Listen, it's the dogs again, much nearer this time. Oh, Jeff, we must be nearly there. Come on.
I'd
begun to think we imagined the dogs. And the men in the canoe.
Why, so had I. Oh, there's no doubt about it this time.
What?
I said I had imagined too, but I...
Oh, it's someone calling.
Where?
Behind us. It's the men in the canoe coming back. Oh, they know we're Aussies. I hope they're friendly.
You told them we were.
So bad.
Yes, Mama. Masukra.
Molly. Smiling faces and helping hands. Aren't they grand?
Yeah. They want to take us in their canoe.
We'll see if we can get in without tipping the lot over.
Here goes.
Sit down, he says.
I can't wait to sit on something that doesn't sink from under you.
Oh, me too. Wait till I try a bit of my brand of Malay on them. Oh, wait a bit. I'm hungry. What's that?
Sayalapa.
Tao, makan. And makan on ya.
And water. Aya.
Tao, ya, the cat.
Well, everything seems pretty good. We went quite a long way upstream with them. The little canoe, weighed down by our extra weight, moved slowly, but it was such a relief not to be swimming that we enjoyed it. Eventually, we came to their village and stepped out on dry ground. It felt wonderful.
Oh, I feel like going down on my knees and kissing this bit of earth.
Ioli, Look over there, lying on the bank.
Wait. Oh, good heavens. Sharks.
You mean we've been swimming around with those monsters?
Or their brothers.
Oh,
13 of them.
Datanka marika ruma. Ikutsaja.
He wants us to follow him to his house.
Well, if dinner is served, I can hardly wait. Lead on, Macduff.
Yeah, yeah. In the town. Istri, datang. Australian nonya. Nonya, nonya.
He's warning his wife that she has guests. Uh-huh.
Look, Jeff. He's putting the fowls out of his house.
Tabe. Masuk, minta.
I don't know what that is.
She's asking us in.
Basa, sekali basa. Jamur.
The little Malay woman pointed into the house, and as we passed her, she touched our wet clothes. Then she put us by the stove to dry. She fed us cold tea first, then hot. And she made little sort of hot cakes, which we ate as they came out of the oven. I haven't tasted anything better since. Then we were taken out onto the veranda and sat on two stools, and the whole village collected and stood and stared at us. One man was most concerned about our infected hands and legs and kept pointing at them. At last he came over to speak to us.
He's coming to say something to us.
Oh, man, visa, nonya, suck it, nana. Oh, now, but, telalu, titabite, tingle, tongan, titabite, oh, kaki, titabite.
Oh, I can't keep up with half of it.
He says our hands and legs are badly infected. It's not good.
Oh. He's telling us.
Could we have some water? Aya? What's hot, Jeff?
The panas, I think.
Panats aya to mandi?
What's that? Bath, isn't it?
No, bath.
Tout aya, ya. Sajet up it. Bawa aya. Mandi changang. Mandi kaki. Mandi
changang. Oh, that got some action. Ask him if there are any Japs about.
Ada orang Jepang dekat sini?
Ya, nonya. Ya, tida Japan. Tetapi sini aman.
He said, here is safety. I wonder.
Oh, I suppose we'll soon know. As we sat there waiting for them to bring hot water to bathe our hands and feet, it felt safe. It felt wonderful to be anywhere away from the water and the mangroves. To be able to sit and doze, lulled by the murmur of native voices.
Listen again for a further episode in this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.